We all experience in our lives when we know somebody who's lost a husband or lost a wife, has had this tragedy, and sometimes they say, I'm never going to date again, I'm never going to fall in love, or it's going to take a long time. And then somebody else says, I met the perfect person 2 weeks later. So we all react different ways. You must run into this situation where people leap into something new or take too long to find something new and move on. I see one of your categories is called the replacer. Explain what that means.
Well, the replacer is one that I don't see that often, but I have seen it, and it can be very awkward for the griever. It's really the person that tries to take whatever emotions they're feeling about the loved one who has died and find somebody else to share those emotions with and become so attached to them that they kind of replace the person who has died. Now, it doesn't have to be just a husband or wife. It can be a son or a daughter. I remember having a lady whose teenage son died, and she became very attached to her teenage son's friends after the death occurred. In fact, for the next year or two, she would have them over to the house for pizza night. She would go meet them different places and just sit and spend some time with them. And I think in doing those things, she was actually trying to replace the relationship she had with her son. It was a very good relationship she had with him, and she knew all these friends. But after a while, it became old, and after a while, the other teenagers didn't understand what she was doing, and she finally realized that. And I said, what you're really doing is trying to replace him, and you have to come to the conclusion that you're never, never, ever going to replace him. It can't happen. It's very painful. Once again, the replacer is someone who tries to avoid the pain by trying to replace the loved one. But like I said, I don't see it that often. I see it enough that it can be a problem. But just make sure you're not trying to replace the person.
So when somebody comes to you and they say, my wife died a month ago and I've met somebody new, isn't it different for everybody? How do you know when to step in? How do you know when to say it's too soon or to maybe let it play out?
That's a very good question, and I don't know there's one answer that fits all. I don't think there's one size that fits everyone. But I will say this. There should be a definite lessening of intensity and frequency of grief behavior before you start socializing again. And then I always use the three C's. Once you start, once you say, I've got a lessening of intensity and frequency of grief behavior, I'm ready to kind of move along, I want to socialize, I want to be with people again. I say there are the three C's, and we probably need to talk about these another time. But the first C is companionship. The second C is commonality. And then the third C is commitment. Can I have a companion in this person? Are they willing to respect my boundaries and the fact that I'm maybe still not completely over my grief? And then you look at, can I make a commitment to this person? Are we like-minded enough that I could do that? And then lastly, can I really make a commitment to this person? Do I want to make a commitment at this point in my life? And like I said, we probably need to talk about these three C's at a later time, because they are important, and it does kind of give you a gauge as to whether you're trying to replace or not.